Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Up at Rogers Center, Blue Jays taking on the Dodgers. Here to preview that, talk about the other baseball news from USA Today's on the Window Nation guest hotline. Let's welcome back to the program Gabe Lax. Gabe, what's going on, man? How you feeling today?
Oh, good, good. Ready for tonight for sure. It should be a really good World Series.
I mean, well, the NLCS, L.A. made short work of the Brujas, and we had Pat Murphy on yesterday, and, you know, they couldn't score runs pretty much. And Toronto and Seattle, epic seven-game series where Seattle wins the first two at the Blue Jays. As you know, Gabe, it's a rare occasion where a team loses the first two at home and wins a best of seven. Don't want to start ranking things yet, but in recent vintage, are we hard-pressed to find at least a championship series league-wide as good as what we saw with the American League this year?
Yeah, no, any time it goes game seven, it's a remarkable occurrence. It's a special night. And the decisive game absolutely delivered with George Springer. I mean, you go back to 2019, you know, Washington Nationals, this was a World Series where the road team won every game, which was just crazy. The weirdest vibes I've ever seen, just because, you know, the home folks are so excited, you know, and then the other guys just come in and you know, like a battering ram, just, you know, turn everybody sour. But, that was a great series. The Blue Jays have obviously found themselves. They have a great lineup, the best lineup by far the Dodgers will have seen this postseason. And, it's going to be a really good challenge. And this segment of fandom that doesn't want the Dodgers to repeat, you know, there seems everybody's rooting for the Jays. They're a likable team. So the narrative is there, and now we just have to see, you know, what path this series takes.
Any criticism going towards John Schneider for going with Treya Savage in game one as opposed to one of the veteran guys? Because they haven't played since Sunday. Everybody's on nice rest here.
Oh, not at all. You know, it's Kevin Gausman pitched an inning in game seven. He should be back for game two, but they haven't announced that yet. So you need to back off of Gauz, at least for the moment. Chris Bassett has been a nice piece in the bullpen. He's a little more of a guy that gets the ball into play. So you don't necessarily want to put him up against a Dodgers lineup that obviously can do a number against a guy like that. But in a short burst against the right portion of the lineup, solid choice. Max Scherzer, 41 years old. You know, it's kind of a five-inning pitcher at this point. Obviously, he got into the sixth in that crucial game in Seattle where they were able to square up that series. And, you know, you never bet against Max Scherzer. At the same time, you want the pure stuff. You want the lightning in a bottle, potentially, that a 22-year-old guy with one of the nastiest splits with an arm angle that they've never seen and a pretty decent fastball, too. You know, he's had two really good ones and one bad one in this postseason. And if he delivers another really good one, that can really set a tone. So absolutely see what what they're thinking. They're going with the Savage in game one.
Now, Blake Snell's been great in the postseason. We had Ben McDonald on Gabe last hour. He made a good point with him and Glasnow. They haven't really pitched a lot during the regular season, so they're kind of like well-rested dudes. But Snell's postseason success goes back to his days with Tampa. How good has he been, and what is Toronto, what's the disadvantage? They got a lot of right-handed pop, but with Bichette back too. But Blake Snell, is he just dealing where you could put the 27 Yankees in front of him right now and he'd be the favorite to win?
Pretty much. Ben's point is great. Like, this season worked out fantastically for the Dodgers. I mean, they came into the season with like 9 starting pitchers. Pretty much all of them got hurt at one point. Right. Snell missed almost the entire season. 1-2 starts. He's got to cool his shoulder down for a few innings. So it's funny to go way back in the day, the postseason foibles of Clayton Kershaw. Every single year, he'd be asked to start, 5 playoff games after starting 33 regular season games. I was always of the mind that, Kershaw wasn't a bad postseason pitcher. He just pitched a lot in the postseason. These guys are, you might call them tanned and rested. They're ready to go. The workload was so low. And, it was just absolutely insane, in this postseason, just utterly suppressing offense. Really did a number on the left-handed hitters from the Phillies. I mean, that was an obvious game one start for the Dodgers. But you talk about 14 innings of scoreless ball between the Phillies and the Brewers, 2 hits given up entirely, 19 strikeouts to 4 walks in those games. So it's a tall order. But the Blue Jays put the ball in play. These guys can hit. You're talking about a guy who hasn't won an MVP yet in Vlad Guerrero, but will. Is on a track for the Hall of Fame. George Springer has a World Series MVP, on his docket. Keep in mind Alejandro Kirk in the 4-hole, really problematic guy. And then, a bunch of dogs at the bottom of the lineup, in the middle of the lineup. Ernie Clement, I believe he might be leading them in postseason hits overall, but he had 9 hits in the ALCS, an 809 OPS, the second only to Vlad in the hit department. Yeah, they just keep coming at you. So if there's a lineup that is right-handed oriented that can actually hit and aren't just OBP and OPS machines, this is it. So this will be the best test that Snell has faced in this postseason.
Gabe Lax, USA Today, talking baseball. World Series starts tonight. You can hear it, 105.7 The Fan. All right, Gabe, what do you think happens? I mean, a 4-game sweep for the LA. We just talked about the 7-game dramatic series Toronto went through. I mean, who has an advantage? The well-rested team that went through Milwaukee like a knife through butter, or the team that had to, get off the canvas to score a late-round knockout, Toronto?
Yeah, I pretty much thoroughly dismissed the rest versus rust thing. I don't think it matters that much. I feel Dodgers in 6. I believe the Blue Jays, if they have any chance, have to win. Obviously they have to win 1 of 2 at home. Probably need to win 2 because the back end of that rotation, Shane Bieber and Max Scherzer, the Dodgers can certainly pepper those guys. Not to say that the Jays can't do a number on Tyler Glasnow and of course Shohei Ohtani, despite that, he dominated a junior varsity Brewers lineup, we'll call it, relative to other teams in this postseason. Good team, but they're not the Blue Jays. So I think the Jays probably need to win 2 to have a chance. I think they need to be leading 3-2 coming back here because the Dodgers are so tested. But I think ultimately it's going to be Dodgers in 6, really good World Series, first back-to-back since 2000.
All right, Gabe, outside of the World Series, managerial openings are still very much out in play, including here in Baltimore. You got the Braves, Rockies, Padres, among others. What managerial job will get filled next? And what are you hearing about the Orioles and what Mike Elias is trying to accomplish here?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, my gosh. I don't groan with regard to the Orioles, but has there been a more tepid managerial search season? I mean, you've had these jobs keep popping open. Okay, all of a sudden Atlanta's open. You know, they just keep coming. And the Giants, with just the quizzical decision to go with Tony Vitello, who will no longer, you know, be running a college baseball fiefdom. He's not controlling 17 to 20-year-olds and able to, like, dole out percentage of scholarships and maybe, you know, coax the NIL money a certain way. You know, next time you look sideways at a veteran, hey, that guy's guaranteed more than $100 million. You know, you're not in control anymore. So we'll see how that goes. We'll see if he can deal with 162 games after dealing with weekend series and a midweek game. So I think that has just upset the apple cart so much, because that's a pretty good job. And it went to an utter, you know, shall we say, wild card. But, I wonder what is happening with the Final Four, and are there hidden candidates in these squads that may disrupt things? You know, is DeMarlo Hale going to get a look? You know, is the Dodgers' talented bench coach going to get a look? I think all of that you kind of wonder, will things move after the World Series? But, you know, again, these guys have leverage because the field isn't that great. So I think a guy like Ryan Flaherty can kind of sit back and wait for things to come to him. You know, he's got that history with the Padres, with the Orioles, smart guy, modern guy, respected guy. But all of a sudden, it's not like you can just give him a blank check. He's got some options. He can kind of sit back. So I think this is probably, you know, there will be a little bit of a rapid fire, but, this thing may drag on into the general managers meetings once we get into that about a week after the World Series.
Gabe Lax, USA Today. Gabe, appreciate the time as always. Enjoy the Fall Classic, which starts tonight, and we'll talk to you soon.
You got it, man. Thanks so much.
There's Gabe Lax. Likes the Dodgers at 6. We'll come back, circle back to football with NFL Lunch, hear more from the Ravens as they get ready for the Bears. Lamar back at practice again for the third straight day. No Ronnie Stanley. Don't know why, but maybe we'll find out from John Harbaugh, who would rather give you a Social Security number than talk about injury.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.